קודם שיברך, יעיין ויבדוק בחוט הציצית שלא יהיה בהם חיסרון הפוסל. Before saying the blessing, one should examine and check the strings of the tzitzit to ensure that there are none missing that result in an invalidation of the garment. וגם יפריד הציציות בידיו, שלא יהיו החוטים מסובכים זה בזה. And one should separate the tzitzit with his hands, so that the strands should not be tangled. ורק בשבת לא יפריד, אלא יבדקם בלבד. On Shabbat, one should only inspect, but not separate them. Rav Yosef, in Halichot Olam, permits the gentle separation on Shabbat of the strings of a talit that has been worn before. It is also noted there that the Achronim state in the name of the Arizal a mnemonic for remembering to check. Tzitzit Rashi Tevot, Tzadik Yafrit Ziotav Tamid. The first letters of the word tzitzit correspond to the righteous separate their tzitzit always. V'gam od yizaher b'chol yom nivdok ulayen achutim lamala b'keren b'mkom hanekev shim nifsak sham afilu chut echad pasul. One should take care to check and examine the strings at the corner of the garment, at the hole where they pass through. For even if a single thread is broken there, the garment is invalid. ובשעת הדחק שאיכל לבוא או שהציבור ממתינים עליו לעשות פתיחת האיכל או לקרוא בתורה, יוכל לסמוק החזקה ולא יבדוק באותה הפעם. In a difficult time, such as when arriving late or the congregation is waiting for him to open the heichal or to read the Torah, he can rely on the presumption of validity for that moment. Therefore, he would be allowed to place upon himself the tzitzit and make a bracha without having first checked. וכן, מי שהולך בדרך ואין בידו לתקן, כתבו האחרונים שיש לסמוך על החזקה ולא יבדוק. So also one that is traveling and does not have the ability to effect a repair if needed, the Achronim have written that they may rely on this presumption of validity and not have to undergo the check. Rav Avad Yosef, in Halichot Olam, notes that if a talit is stored in a protected place, there is in fact no need to check at all.